Dogs, quick turbo thought. So this is the thought, is that only poor people buy luxury goods. So only poor people buy iPhone Pros, you know, BMW 3 Series, etc. Right? Even my friend, Terrence back at UCLA days, was like, buying a BMW 3 Series is like buying the Toyota Corolla of the German line. So whenever you see somebody driving a low-end German car, know that they're actually not that rich, right? Because, like, you know, you buy it for the name prestige, but you actually can't afford the good one. But anyways, so a quick turbo thought I had was, the hilarity is, in actuality, people who have lots of, you know, expensive stuff, right? Expensive house, expensive car, clothes, device, whatever. In fact, they're actually the most poorest, because what's actually not important is the expensivity of your possessions, but actually what matters more is just how many US dollars, commas and zeros you got in the bank, right? Like, yeah, okay. Like, hey, I should know some. Like, are you too Lamborghini rich, right? So the problem is that, like, you know, everyone wants to buy the Lamborghini, right? And be rich and successful, whatever. But once you buy the Lamborghini, you no longer have the money. You have the Lamborghini, but you don't have the money. So actually, in some ways, the money is actually more important than the thing itself. So, like, a funny thought, right? If you really want a Lamborghini, just use an iPad Pro and just AR it into your bedroom and just inspect the design, screenshot it, use Procreate to understand the design, whatever. Play a video game simulation, or if you want the thrills of the adrenaline rush, just go to a local racetrack, rent it for an hour for like $1,000 and have some fun. Even shout out to the Porsche Experience Center, being able to rent and drive a Porsche 911 GT3 RS for an hour. I think it's like $1,050 or something like that. Seems like a good idea. Rather have to deal with the ownership of, ooh, get you my tongue. And so it's funny because it's not really like net worth. The problem with net worth is that you just take all of your possessions and you just kind of tally it up. I think even Nassim Taleb says something. It's like, if you're really, really rich, you're not going to tally up all your possessions. Like, really, really rich people, you're not actually quite sure how much money you got, right? Yeah. So ultimately for me, like, the reason why I am reticent to spend money on expensive stuff is that, like, I actually like having cash in the bank more as like protection and armor. Oh, 큰 도움이 되었네. 던져봐. 호통. So, and you know, actually, like, culturally speaking, right, I think actually this is one of the good things about Singaporeans. They're actually very okay, 멀리 던져. They're very comfortable talking about money openly, like how much money or you earn a week or have saved up and stuff like that. And actually the a funny thing that I've discovered is people are just like curious, like, how do you earn money or how much money do you earn in a year? But no one ever asks how much money do you have saved in the bank. That's actually, or like how many Bitcoin do you own, right? So, you know, the question is like, are you too Lamborghini rich? Are you part of the 10 plus, equal plus or minus 10 Bitcoin club, etc.? Should be a greater thing. And actually the reason I like to accumulate and hoard Bitcoin too is that like the question is, would you trade a Bitcoin for a Tesla or a Lamborghini? I actually personally wouldn't, because it's more fun and thrilling to own the Bitcoin and just kind of like see it go up and down. And then it's kind of more of a fun promise of the future that, who knows, maybe one day in the future a Bitcoin is going to be worth $7 million or $100 million or $1 billion. You never know, right? Or it might go to zero, right? There's some people who are like, what is the worth of a Bitcoin? One Bitcoin is equal to one Bitcoin, right? It's not actually not worth the other currency. Yeah, oh, but And even Nassim Taleb made a good case that's against Bitcoin. It's like, it's not a hedge against inflation, it's not worth anything. And yeah, and I think, you know, so whatever. I'm just following my gut instinct, I think, still for now. Good future for Bitcoin. So rather than own a Porsche, a 911, a GT3, a GT3 RS, a Lamborghini, Lamborghini Huracan, Aventador, Urus, I think it's better to be just part of the 10 plus Bitcoin club. Is it's a more interesting thing, right? But anyways, and the funny thing too, even if you buy like a basic car or a used car, let's say it's like $20,000 to $30,000. Whoa, mega my whoa, mega domingi. Yeah, cha. Okay, Tanjiba. Okay, Tanjiba. Whatcha? Mega splashy. Okay. Yongi. Wow, wow. Tutu. Tutu. Hadong, South Korea is the future. But anyways, so yeah, actually, I wonder, it's like, why is it then just like normal conversation, nobody ever asks how much money do you have saved up in the bank? Ooh, yeah. Maybe this could be the future.